Largest radio.
I go there quite often, to Burger King's, McDonald's. I have children. I have to take them somewhere. I have, I have a 3-year-old daughter and twin 2-year-old boys. Wow. Thank you. Single people are here. Single people love, yay, twins. Parents, oh, that could have been us.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino. Empowering your business and marketing efforts with pinpoint accuracy.
I feel the need for speed.
Deploying targeted tactics.
I got tone. Fire it.
And leading edge business and marketing with purpose.
Up there, we got to push it.
The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Probably thought I was dead, huh? Surprise! 6:02 on the West Coast, Monday, January 11th, 2016. Welcome back, Strategist Radio, 2016 style. After a long hiatus, had to take a little bit of a break. Had a lot of work to do. Had to get that year-end stuff. You know that stuff you got to do at the end of the year, you know, taxes and all the planning and stuff that you do for the upcoming year. Not to mention I'm still working on my doctorate. About another 8 more months on that, give or take. Working on that doc study. And then just trying to run the business, the family, and looking after you, you know. Thanks to all of you who have reached out for the holidays and for my birthday on the 3rd. Thank you very much. Made my day even that much more special. All right. So today, here's where we go. We're going to talk about marketing strategy and why web landing pages, why that landing page design matters so much, specifically for 2016. Now, if your marketing strategy contains the development and deployment of a revenue-generating, traffic-attractor web landing page, you may wonder how to increase business startup or business expansion money-making growth. Now, each year, experts learn more and more about what works and what bites. Now, as we roll into 2016 into full fury, which 4 landing page design activities must you enact to make 2016 your best sales year ever? We'll focus on that on the program today. Also, we'll check in with Jen Groover on how to maintain a positive mental attitude as a business owner. It can be tricky. It can be tough sometimes. And Colleen DeBase checks in with amazing author, business strategist Steve Blank, talking about how to grow your business. And we'll talk about what I like to call the always see and be seen strategy. All ahead on this edition of The Strategist. How's that for a nice long opening? How have you been? I missed you. You look terrific. I'm glad that you're doing well. I hope you had a wonderful holiday. Got some new glasses now. I'm not walking around with those blue shades anymore because it's wintertime. You know, I can't walk around with my prescription sunglasses on looking like an idiot. So I went ahead and picked up these Randy Jackson glasses so I can look like a different, well, more of a, well, I'm still an idiot. Yeah! Yeah, so I got my new shades. I'm going into the dentist to get my teeth worked on in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Looking forward to that. Not. And what else is going on? Izzy, my daughter, is going to be 17, and she's with last year of childhood, right? Because next year she'll be 18. We're excited about that. Yay, happy birthday. Yeah. And everything's pretty much about the same around here, just busier. Busier, new clients, thanks to the wonderful press that we get out there, that earned media from a lot of our friends, particularly like Entrepreneur and Inc. and the Twitter sphere and LinkedIn. And man, so we're doing great. Couldn't be happier. And glad to serve you. Glad to be here back in the saddle again. We're going to continue on the Monday program for the Internet Live version of the Strategist program. So mark that down on your calendar. And if you have an idea of something you want me to discuss, talk about, you got a problem, a goal you want to achieve, right? Or maybe there's a need you need satisfied. Shoot me an email. Send it over to info@tjmarino.com. The hub is tjmarino.com, which is where we place all the podcasts. You can hear the live airing of the program, any blog posts, articles, book of the month, all right there, tjmarino.com. Help yourself. On social media, as we beam out to over 120 countries globally live here this Monday morning for you. You can connect with me and I can connect with you. We can get to know each other. I can't push what it is you do out to my influencers if I don't know who you are or where to find you or what it is you do, right? So let me know. On LinkedIn, I got some redirects for you. It's tjmarino.com/LinkedIn. If we're not connected there yet, let's do that. On Twitter, tjmarino.com/Twitter. On Google Plus, it's tjmarino.com/g and the plus sign. And also don't forget the hashtag on Twitter. Hashtag is #StrategistRadio. And you can chime in. You can read all the different posts that I do each and every day on all the social media. I want to thank Lynn and the crew for helping me get through all the social media, all the communications, all the emails that I get every single week. Okay. I'm not bragging. It's a lot of work. And so I've got a great team of players here because there's no way I can do it by myself. Thank you. I love you very much.
I love you.
All right. So a lot to talk about on the program today. Where are landing page designs going? We'll talk about that in a few minutes. First, before we check in with Jen Groover and talking about how to maintain that positive attitude, because you can get a little teed off. You can get a little nervous, especially when you try to eat the elephant all in one bite. That's why I always say, you know, one gigantic little bites at a time. One bite at a time, little baby bites, and work through it. Just like a steak, cooked to perfection. Maybe you're not a meat eater. Maybe you're a vegan. Okay, well, if you tried to shove an entire head of lettuce in your mouth, it's not going to taste very good. So you take it one bite at a time. It's the same thing in business. Remember, it's not about fast and furious. It's about slow and steady. Right? So here's the see and be seen process. This is what I like to do every single day when I come to the office. And we've gotten business out of this. Okay. And this doesn't matter whether you're in a, you got a retail shoe store, you've got a clothing boutique, you're a restaurant, a tavern, Starbucks, wherever, whatever business you're in, selling cars, get out in the community, get off your butt. If you're in the office, and get out onto the streets. Now, if you're in a remote area, it's a little more difficult, right? But there's still a local crowd. You still got local community. You know, the internet's fine for CNBC, right? But you got to be careful what you do out there because you don't really know who's looking at you, right? You don't really know who you're communicating with. Now, certainly if, you know, if your Aunt Evelyn is there on Facebook, well, duh, you know who she is and you're having a conversation with her, or Cousin Mike, et cetera, et cetera, your best friend. But for the most, these acquaintances that we have, and they are acquaintances, social media acquaintances at best. But when you're out in the public, you can see people. You can use your eyes. You can use your body language. You can listen to the conversation. You can watch consumer behavior going down before your very eyes. I'm looking at some opportunities, maybe getting opening up, getting involved in maybe a business or a deal that has to deal with a restaurant, right? So I'm checking out the area. Yeah, and I can look at all the stats. I can pull all the stuff down, right? I can, just like you, I can go in and order up all the demographic numbers for the entire area of dominant influence as I'm doing the feasibility study. But sometimes there's nothing better than getting your butt out in the streets and physically going to different locations, maybe competitors in the market, if it's a restaurant. You go sit down, you have lunch a few times. Count the tables. See how many people come and go. See how they're being treated. Listen, are they like or what do they dislike? Ask questions. And you can do it quietly. Sometimes we need to spend more time listening than chattering. Sometimes we need to just look and see. We need to scan the environment. And you can do this online, but I like to take it offline as well. It also invigorates you to go out into the community and put on that smiling face, to give the hugs, to give the handshakes, talk about their stories, get to know people in your local market. I mean, we all want to go out and conquer the universe. We don't even know the name of our neighbor up the street. That's sad. See and be seen. When I come into the Reed Opera House in the morning, because that's where my little cubbyhole is up here, at the Reeves, where our studio is. I come up, you got to Google it. It's a beautiful place, historical landmark. Mark Twain spoke here. So did Susan B. Anthony. Hillary Clinton was here a few years ago. Reed Opera House, Salem, Oregon, downtown. All right. So I come to the building, and instead of sneaking up to the back stairs, and I can do that where nobody sees me, and I can scurry up into my office, sneak down the hallway, and get into my office. Why would I do that? I like to walk through the main built foyer downstairs because I'm on the second floor. I like to walk around the shops. Good morning. How are you? Hey, that sandwich you made me the other day, Russ, was amazing. Hello to Larry. The biscotti that you last week that I had over here in your bakery, beautiful. I go to the hat shop. We got a soap shop downstairs. Hi, Tim. Good morning to you. You see what I mean? You get out there and you see and be seen. Get out in the community. Gives you a little exercise, too. All right. So there's some ideas. I hope that helps you a little bit with taking it offline and going out. And I like to call the see and be seen approach.
Strategist Radio.
All right. So new year resolutions. My resolution this year, of course, was to never have another resolution because, you know, I break them. I suck at that. But here's the thing. You do that, too. Okay. Here's the thing. Got to have a great positive mental attitude. Got to have great sales ability, right? And you got to have product knowledge. That's the three. That's the triangle. Let's talk a little bit about positive attitude when you're running a business. It's a roller coaster ride. Rocky economy. How do you stay optimistic through the tough times? Jen Gruber offers a few tips from her experience as a serial entrepreneur.
Maintaining a positive attitude is critical to your success. There's a theory that you have only control of one thing, and one thing is your perspective. And if you can train your brain to see the good and the value and the lessons and everything that happens versus everything that's wrong and being a victim, it gives you the power to take those opportunities or those challenges and obstacles and make them a learning tool for you to grow your business, for you to grow your personal attributes that give value to your business. And seeing everything around you as something that was supposed to be part of your journey gives you the power to forge forward. Also, surrounding yourself by people and things that are positive, that gives you inspiration and influence to see how other people have overcome obstacles, can empower you to get through your own.
Strategist Radio.
All right, 6:14, Monday morning. How are you? Great to see you. We're going to talk about
why web landing page design matters in 2016. But first, let's check in with Colleen DeBase over at Entrepreneur. She's visiting with Steve Blank, best-selling author, Professor Blank. They discuss strategies to grow your business. Check it out.
With serial entrepreneur Steve Blank, the author, along with Bob Dorf, of the book The Startup Owner's Manual. Steve, in the book, you outline how to get, keep, and grow customers. So let's talk a little bit about growing customers. Essentially say there's two different ways to grow your existing customers. You can either get current customers to spend more, or you can encourage them to send more customers your way. So let's go over that part about getting current customers to spend more. I know one thing you recommend is cross-selling programs. Now, what are cross-selling programs?
Well, we've all encountered it. Is kind of when you buy the printer, you know, here's the toner, or, right. You know, when you buy the printer, let's buy some more paper, or when you buy the camera, here's the additional lenses. Those are all, you know, you've bought the main product. I got you interested in the category, and you might want some ancillary or accessories.
Now, is that the same as upselling, or is upselling a different?
So upselling, in fact, when I was a kid, Sears used to be the masters at upselling. And for their tools division, they always had a good, better, and best product. Mm-hmm. And you always bought good if you couldn't afford it, but you always, like, wanted the best. Right. And so you give the customer an option of actually opting in. In consumer goods, if you look at washer and dryers or kitchen appliances, there's always a version with more buttons that cost more.
So these are all pretty classic strategies, which is great. What about unbundling?
Well, unbundling just simply says, you know, if I'm, let's use the printer example again, you know, why don't I make the duplexer a separate option? And so now I've kind of taken what used to be a standard product and separated it out.
The idea is you can ultimately charge a little bit more.
You can charge
more.
Or when you buy a Mac or a PC, the cables don't come with it, right? Well, wait a minute, I need the cables to actually use the computer. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, someday they're going to, like, sell you the screen separately. And that would be, that's an example of unbundling.
Great. Let's talk about a few ways to get your customers to send more customers your way. And in your book, you mentioned quite a few different ways you could use social media to do that. If I could ask you to talk about that.
You know, even for people in brick-and-mortar stores, being able to make your product viral, give you incentives to invite others, social media like Facebook or other communities allow you to connect potential customers together and invite others.
What about bloggers? I think you say that's
so,
one way to do it, too.
You know, blogging is a great way to get customers to start following you as a thought leader and all of a sudden, you know, be thinking of you as the expert in your domain. And when you recommend a product or recommend a service, they're just clicking on that button.
Yeah, and I think there's one more, the classic strategy of telling your friends that they can get a discount if they, too, buy this product.
Sure. You know, recommend a friend is a classic strategy of recommend a friend to get $10 off, and your friend gets another $5 off. And so we've now gotten the entire community kind of committed to buying this product.
Right, and I suppose that's something you can use social media for, too, to make that more viral.
Right.
Great. Well, great advice. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you.
Strategist Radio.
Okay, 6:18 right now for our Monday, the 11th day of January. Look at this. Got a big day planned today? Well, let's get to it. All right, here's something that can certainly change the way you may be developing your web properties, particularly your landing page design. And I want to thank Pete Prestipino over at, a good friend over at Website Magazine. If you don't have a subscription to Website Magazine, shame on you. But really, looking at 2016 and beyond, we're obviously circa 1994, 95. Okay, things have changed. A lot of testing's been going on. A lot of shifts. And really, a lot of changes and advances in how we're able to take big data and watch consumer behavior.
you know, where on television, you know, the Nielsen, you know, puts a box in like one every 10,000 homes, and that's how they rate the television programming, right? And in radio, in the old days, it was Arbitron, now purchased by Nielsen. And so it was like one person per like 5,000 homes. So it wasn't very accurate. That's why you'll be watching television, you'll see a beer commercial, and you're not drinking ever again. Or you're a guy watching something, and it's a tampon commercial. I mean, does it really interest you? Okay, maybe to some weirdo, possibly. But to me, no. I don't want to see somebody running around. Anyway, you know what I mean. But so it doesn't match. But see, on the internet, we can be far more attractant towards specific things that our audience wants to see. Why are they there? Why did they come to your web property? What drove them there? What was the motivator? Remember, we're always looking to achieve a goal, solve a problem, or satisfy a need. So web design and design in general is perpetually top of mind with serious digital-minded enterprises these days because, again, we understand that the first impression does count. You know, that user experience, it does matter. So as we take a look at some of the trend and some of the design trends imparted and impacted that will impact us, particularly this year coming up, based on what we went through last year, we take a look at that data and we sift through it. We ask ourselves, how can companies and designers employ and use such trends and to use these psychological underpinnings to their advantage? Remember, we're always looking for that competitive advantage. So here's a few trends that are starting to make a shift, okay? So the first one is, as you're putting together your web design, again, these are ideas, okay? One size doesn't fit all. Not all design trends that emerge will have longevity, either because they don't work as well as expected. A better way is discovered. See, there's that competition out there. Better way is discovered, or simply because users grow weary of them, or just, you know, they run through the product life cycle, right? Nothing lasts forever. Okay, one of the concepts as we take a look at some of the expert researchers in looking at some of this big data, scrolling and single page design. Now, remember, in the not so distant past, we learned or people assumed. The assumption was that users wouldn't scroll past the fold, right? That first thing that happens when the website loads, right? And they weren't going to scroll down. So you had to put just smash everything up in the top section of your web property. Well, according to data, the analytics provided by Chartbeat, it's not true. For example, it found that 66% of attention on a normal media page is spent below the fold. Clicktail. They analyzed 100,000 page views and found that the traffic used the scroll bar on 76% of the pages, with 22% scrolling all the way to the bottom, regardless of the length of the page. So what that means is that long pages with scrolling functionality are, in effect, no different in terms of their potential engagement. Okay, then the pages that don't force users to scroll. You see, here's the key. It comes down to content again. If you know your target audience and you're communicating, that's why integrated marketing communication strategy is so critical. And I'm glad I really learned and pressed into that during, you know, in my MBA program. I'd always kind of put it to use, but now I really focus on it. Who am I communicating with? What do they need? What do they want? If you can't, solve a problem if you don't know what it is, right? You can't, if somebody comes into your restaurant, Anna's going to just bring a plate of some food to the table. You know, you might bring if you're a Mexican restaurant, it might be chips and maybe some salsa, but and glasses of water. But other than that, they got to tell you, what do they want? And you understand your audience and you present content that connects and resonates with them. They'll scroll until the cows come home. The next one is simplicity and minimalism. John Maeda, in his book, The Laws of Simplicity, wrote, and I quote, "On the one hand, you want a product or service to be easy to use. Now, on the other hand, you want it to do everything that a person might want it to do. The simplest way to achieve simplicity is through thoughtful reduction. When in doubt, just remove. But, here's the caveat, but be careful of what you remove," end quote. So, here's the thing. Again, it comes back to content. And in order to deliver, to develop, design, write, craft, curate content, I do a lot of that. You will look at my Twitter's feed, right? And you're going to see a lot of curated content. I rewrite the headline, and I do it in a way that resonates with my audience. Okay? And that's how we're able to call ourselves influencers, because people are coming back to us and saying, hey, I like what you're talking about there. Hey, tell me more. Okay? Because they might have that particular problem, in my case, with business strategy. Maybe it's a business startup. They're having an issue. What do I do next? How do I get this thing going? Is this the right location? You know, how much money should I invest? Et cetera, et cetera. It might be, I've got a business, and we've been in business 10 years, but we want to expand and don't know how. So, again, you've got to resonate with your audience. Simplicity and minimalism, great. But remember, be specific, be good with your content, and really make sure it communicates with your audience. How about animation? Next key point. Animation and interaction. Web design has been static. Not going on. It's like stuck for so long that it can be a surprise for a user to encounter sites that actually feature or offer any animation at all. And that can prove to be a very good thing, as motion and movement drive attention to engage, and also to present that move people through your website using these types of tactics. And with significant advancements in HTML5, C333, JavaScript, jQuery, the list goes on, a whole new world of possibilities have emerged to the web design forefront. So designers can now include elements that can be pushed, clicked, swiped, and personalized features, things that are even geographical, geological. All these things can be, you know, it's more of an interactive, hands-on activity for your users, if it makes sense. Okay, it depends on the type of business you're in. So like I said at the opening of this segment, one size doesn't fit all. And that's why people like me go in and do feasibility studies. That's why people like me take a look and scan the environment and do SWOT analysis and look at, you know, the competition out there. What are they doing? What are people doing in your industry? You know, how much, who's in the industry? What about, who do we need to be worried about that could come into the industry and turn your lights out? Right? Finally, typography and fonts. The use of typography plays such an interesting role with the digital experience that web professionals regularly find it within trend pieces where they're using now, and we do the same thing when we're developing websites. We're really focused on the font type. It's important to remember that a specific approach or style is effective. It will be around, you know, it'll be around for some time. So again, because once you build your website, you don't want to go in there every week and have to go in and retool the thing. So again, as you get through and you're looking at the type of layout, whether it's going to be the format that scrolls, maybe it's at the top and it's not below the fold. Are we going to keep it simple? Really, it always comes down to, and again, I want to thank Pete Prestipino at Website Magazine. Check it out online. But it really comes down to understanding your audience. If you don't understand your audience, you don't understand what language they speak, what their needs are, how in the world can you help satisfy their problems, okay? So listen, I love you very much. God bless you. I'll see you next Monday. If you need me in the meantime, send me an email. God bless you. God bless your family. Let's go out and look for an opportunity to go out and love somebody today, all right? We'll see you next week. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio. This has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support at tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.